this Friday night, the Heroes of Rock is going to be at the Joliet Museum. And you can go to JolietMuseum.org to find out more about this great show with our guest, Skip Gerperis, who joins us in studio. I introduced you to John Tatey a moment ago.
Hi, Patty. And hi again, John.
Hello.
Delighted to be here.
Thank you so much. We were on the phone last time, and you know my door is always open for you. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I apologize. Last time I had a show, I was trying to get over a cold. And I didn't think driving into the city would be a good idea for, you know, and I didn't sound that good at that point. So here I am. And I heard you talking about Lewis Black.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with him, Y2K.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
So
yeah, please tell us about that.
So
night.
Thursday night, which I think Friday night was Y2K. Thursday night was the night before. Had a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, you know, great. The two shows, New Year's Eve.
Right.
30 people each show.
Yep.
He was not pleased. So I see him on TV a month later, and he's still ragging about the turnout at Zany's on New Year's Eve.
Oh, Skip, he still rags about it once in
Does
a while.
Does he?
Oh, yeah, he'll still talk about it.
About
Y2K.
That particular show?
Yeah, that he had, like, well, he'll say it was only 10 now, right?
Oh,
so
no.
He's a smaller and smaller crowd.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And how stupid
it.
People were for Y2K. You know, they were scared
right.
and hiding in their bunkers. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They came out in droves the night before, packed house, New Year's Eve. Very slim.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, John, I'm still eating the corn from my pantry that I bought for Y2K. That's funny.
Hey, it could have been bad.
It could have been bad.
Yeah.
You don't know. You know.
No, it was fine.
Zeros and ones. The Turing machine wasn't made for this.
You know, it's actually a great story in terms of like people coming together to fix a problem because it was a bad problem
globally.
And they fixed it mostly in time.
Yes.
But yeah, it's funny in retrospect.
It was a math problem. Now, I've been told that music is math. Is that accurate, Skip, would you say?
Well, I'd say it's part of it, but that's not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is feel.
Oh.
You know?
I'm only feel and none of the knowledge.
Well.
Because I have an appalling lack of
music. There are so many jokes there that I better not go to.
Fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I walked right into it.
No, but it's a lot about feel, interpretation, math is a part of it, but I wouldn't reduce it to that. It's not that.
When did you start playing guitar? When did this start?
1963.
And you were two?
I was 15.
What?
Yeah.
What?
And, yes. And so 64 was my first band, the Aristocats.
Aww.
Disney later stole it for their, you know, cartoon. And,
really?
No,
you were called the Aristocats?
Yeah. And no, I'm not bitter. But... No, I've gotten over it completely. I can't even remember it now.
No, it's a vague memory.
But yeah, I played a lot of rock bands and through New Colony 6 in the early 70s. And I took Ronnie Rice's place. Ronnie left the band to go eat. And he loves that joke. Don't worry about it. He loves it.
Amazing.
Don't worry about it. He's
good.
He insists that I do it. So... Yeah, and then I wound up in the Olivia Newton-John band for 4 years in the late 70s. That was a pretty awesome gig. She's awesome. She sings great. She's gorgeous. She's sweet as can be. Just everything you'd like to think about her, that's what she is.
Oh,
the Lewis
nice.
Black of music.
Well...
Sure, let's go
She's
with that.
A little
that.
Different on stage than Lewis. She doesn't swear quite as much.
On the outside.
She doesn't punctuate, have you never been mellow with the F word, usually.
But imagine that show. Now
yes,
I need to see that
now
show.
We're going to think about
no kidding.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm doing a history of rock. And, you know, I did kind of satirical impressions for, God, 25, 30 years, Zany's, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
God, I made it to Dangerfields in New York and the Ice House in Pasadena. Little of everything, but... at some point, I needed a little change, and my cousin John, who fronts Two White Crew, which is a hip-hop tribute band, said, you ought to do a history of rock. You're almost doing it now. I said, oh, okay. I thought about it for a while. Now I'm doing it.
And what is the history of rock? Because you gave me a list, and I was looking at this, and some of these don't, I mean, Hank Williams and Muddy Waters, I don't see those as...
They're all, the blues is the foundation of rock.
Mm-hmm.
Country is a huge part of rock and roll, particularly rockabilly, and a lot of country is a big influence. So, in fact, strictly speaking, rock and roll is a convergence of rhythm and blues and country music.
Okay.
You know, now it's fragmented and gone to different things since then. But that, you know, when Elvis and rock and roll was really formulating, that was really it, rhythm and blues and country. So
how do you take us on this journey in the actual show?
We time travel, a little Twilight Zone, and we get there. And we start with the blues, with T-Bone Walker and Muddy Waters, and go and chronological order, all the main heroes of rock through Woodstock 1969.
With you weaving the story and playing as we go along.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds
and
great.
And doing not enough time to do the whole songs. I do bits of it.
Yep.
Now here's one that's a big song in rock. Now, do you guys know what the biggest selling record of all time is?
It's got to be
genre.
The Beatles song.
No?
Beatles album, no?
It's White Christmas.
Oh.
Bing Crosby.
Huh.
Rock on, Bing. But now the second biggest song of all time. Any guesses?
I got the first one so wildly wrong.
Rock Around the Clock.
Okay.
So White Christmas.
My son loves that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. It White Christmas maybe 50 million. Rock Around the Clock maybe 30 million.
Wow.
Bill Haley and the Comets. Now, what a lot of people don't know, and I talk about in my show, is that it has one of the most iconic guitar solos of all time, played by a man named Danny Cedrone. But tragically, 2 weeks after the recording, Danny dies in an accident. He doesn't even live to know the success of the song. He doesn't appear in any video anywhere. So I always dedicate this tune to the brilliant Danny Cedrone.
Excellent.
A 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on and join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. Gonna rock around the clock tonight. The chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. Gonna rock around the clock too. 2, 3, 4.
Amazing. By the way, Ro clicked in my ear. She goes, "That's awesome." My producer just said that in my ear.
Oh, the solo was incredible.
That was incredible.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Love that tune. I love the 50s. I grew up in the 50s. So I don't remember some of the early stuff I do in the show, but a lot of it I do. But my show, I've had 10-year-old boys come to the show and love it because I don't leave anybody out. I explain everything, who I'm doing, why. And that was one of the reasons I kind of backed off on the comedy act, because when you're doing satire, your audience has to have a working knowledge of the people you're satirizing. So if you play in front of a group that, let's say, doesn't know who Paul McCartney is, and that's your big bit, well, you're screwed, you know?
Yeah, you're in trouble. No doubt about it.
So now I'm doing a show where you don't have to know it. You know, if some of these tunes are nostalgic, it's a little extra bonus, but it doesn't have to be.
We are talking to Skip Gerperis, who's going to be at the Joliet Area Historical Museum. You can go to JolietMuseum.org for tickets. That's this Friday, April 12th. Mm-hmm. And again, the tickets are available right there. It's the history of rock and roll. Is that right?
Yep. Skip Gerperis, Time Travels to the Heroes of Rock.
That's what it is.
It's a nice little venue. It's a beautiful museum, actually, that not enough people have seen. But
And it's a great price, $10 for members and $12 for the general public.
They made a mistake. They were supposed to raise the price, and they're so overworked there, they just used the price of the last guy that played there. So this is like a deal. So it's
is that right?
Yeah, absolutely right. And by that time, I said, I can't change it now. I'm too busy. So, okay.
Too late.
Your money.
Laugh, learn, and rock with 100 Voices of Skip. More when we come back on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show. this Friday night, April 12th, beginning at 7:30. Come enjoy Skip Kiparis as he time travels to the heroes of rock. You can take an unbelievable trip through the 40s, 50s, 60s with the hits of Little Richard, Muddy Waters, Elvis, the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix. We have a whole bunch of musicians on this list that you handed me, Skip. And
You mentioned Little Richard.
Uh-huh.
I actually worked with him. I opened for him.
Yes.
And this is later in his career, but on stage the music was still wonderful. After the show in his dressing room, he was very quiet, even shy. But he had listened to my comedy. I said, "I thought there were lots of people in your show when I heard all those voices." Made my day, right?
Wow.
Now, before parting, we hugged, and I smelled cologne. Apparently industrial strength cologne. It would not wash off. I smelled like Little Richard for a week.
Were you afraid to bathe?
Woo!
I believe it.
But his music, awesome. I'm gonna tell Aunt Mary by Uncle John. He claimed he had a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Woo! Baby. Having the song for the night. Ow. Ow.
Don't hurt yourself.
How does he sing like that all night long? I have no idea.
This is pretty incredible.
Incredible. Yeah. He's awesome. He was just awesome.
When you come up to a song in your list, I mean, you know, obviously you're passionate about all of this music
and
you want to share this, but are there ones that you're heading up to and you're like, okay, now we're going to have a good time? Mm.
Well, different kinds of good time.
Yeah.
One of my the big audience favorites is actually a ballad by a group called The Platters, who were the primo black vocal ballad group of the 1950s. And this was their 1955 smash. Only you can make this world seem alright. Only you can make the darkness bright. Only you and you alone can thrill me like you do, and to fill my heart with love. For only you. What? Change in me, for all it's true, you are my destiny. Here we go. When you hold my hand, I understand the magic that you do. You're my dream come true, my one and only you.
Yeah, wow. I watched you be dazzled there. You were impressed earlier, and then you're like, wait a minute. Now we're going someplace entirely different.
I got a little misty there. That was
thank
beautiful.
You. Such a great song and just a great group. The lead singer was named Tony Williams. Nobody knows his name, but one of the greatest singers of all time.
Hmm. Why is that? Why don't we know his name?
Well, he was in a group, so the people knew the Platters.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there was a 1940s equivalent, the Inkspots, with this great kind of lyrical, high-singing lead vocal, and then the 50s would be the Platters, and then my estimation in the 1960s, it would be Little Anthony and the Imperials, who I saw Sunday night out at the Arcata.
Did you?
Awesome.
Wow.
An old friend of mine, Ron Krasinski, was playing drums for him. I played with Ron in Olivia's band in 1976. Haven't seen him since almost that long ago. Little Anthony still got it. The group was the Imperials were awesome. The band was incredible. Just an awesome night. I got to talk to Little Anthony a little bit and share some rock and roll stories, and just awesome.
And you've had so many great moments in your career.
Usually good. Some nightmares. There's been a few nightmares along the
way.
Well,
you don't know what the good ones are unless you have the nightmare ones.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I remember the nightmares more than I remember the good ones.
Okay, we both have to stop. We have to stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's always the way.
Yeah, you could have a thousand good things happen, but that one bad thing stays with you.
Well, it's physiological. I understand that when you're under that kind of stress, that your brain, a certain chemical or whatever, and it has a lasting imprint. So there's a reason we remember it so much. You want to forget it, but
you got to
remember that it's because 95% it's fabulous, you know. But
what's that song? You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Absolutely, that was Johnny Mercer.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah, Johnny Mercer, one of our greatest songwriters, and particularly lyricists for the golden age, you know, the American Songbook songs. Yeah. Johnny Mercer wrote lyrics to Moon River and Days of Wine and Roses.
Well,
and,
there you go.
Yeah, just tons of stuff. And he also wrote some tunes, and I think he sang Accentuate the Positive. I think that was his own, you know, hit song. Mm. He started Capitol Records, by the way, in the 40s.
There you go.
Not a bad resume, this guy.
No, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, before we go to the news, can you mentioned Roy Orbison.
Oh, sure. You like little Roy?
May I?
Absolutely. Never got to see him live. And I'm sorry about that, but I'll do my best here. Can you guys give me a little hand clap?
Oh, boy. You have to do it for me. Yeah, I'm doing Facebook Live. Yeah, do it for me there, John.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Oh, pretty woman.
Yeah! That is Skip Gripperis. He's going to be at the Joliet, hold on a second, it's the Joliet Area Historical Museum. Go to JolietMuseum.org to get your tickets. It's Skip Gripperis, time travels to the heroes of rock. Laugh, learn, and rock with 100, Skip, 100.
Voices, yeah.
Voices.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Patty. This is a gas. I always love being with you. And John, great to meet you. And,
nice to meet you, Skip. A real pleasure.
Out. I'm not throwing
you out. You're not throwing me out yet?
I'm not throwing
it. Okay, well, you're the first.
She's throwing me out.
No, I beg you to stay all the time.
I'm sorry.
It's John Tatey. Let's say goodbye in a moment after the break, and then we'll go to the news. More in a moment on 720 WGN. Remember, go to JolietMuseum.org for tickets to Skip's show this Friday night, April 12th.